It took two attempts for SC United to defeat Woodley Sports in the first round qualifier of the FA Cup. In the first fixture on Saturday, the 18th of September, Nicky Platt had put the Reds ahead on 39 minutes.
Carlos Rocca down the right-hand side now. He's got three players around him. Cuts inside. He's got Norton making a move. And then plays towards the back post. Nicky Platt's at the end of it. Goal! My bumps.
Go on, Nicky.
What a wonderful ball there from Carlos Rocca. He held the ball on the right-hand side. We saw a great run from Norton, but behind him, Nicky Platt made a diagonal run, absolutely superb, towards the back post, and great header there, and FC United found themselves a goal up.
FC were coasting throughout the game, and it seemed as though United had managed to edge past their Evo Stick Division 1 North opponents on their very first attempt, only for the Stockport outfit to equalise with virtually the last kick of the game.
Balls into the penalty area.
Good punch, keeper.
Let's get back into his penalty area. Clear.
Oh, Lee Neville, what have you done? James Spence is punching to the edge of the box. It's dropped to one of the Woodley players. He's fired a shot in. It's going straight at Lee Neville, and he's missed it completely, and it's one each.
The replay, which was held on the following Tuesday at the home of Glossop North End, provided a much more convincing display by the Reds, but it took a well-placed spot kick from Carlos Rocca to break the deadlock on 25 minutes.
And Higginbotham, but he's made three or four great saves. What can he do here?
Carlos Rocca to take this.
Steps up Carlos Rocca. What a good penalty, and what a good goal. Carlos Rocca,
1-0. Top corner, absolutely perfect.
It took until the second half before FC started to capitalise on their chances. The second goal coming on 49 minutes from Ben Deegan.
United again, Battersby close on his man, wins the ball back from Carlos Rocca. Rocca now, inside the penalty area, right hand side. Goes one way, goes another way, cuts inside. Plays the ball towards the back post. Deegan should be a goal, and it is!
Yes!
Ben Deegan, lovely work by Carlos Rocca, but it all started by a tenacious challenger by FC United's Battersby on the right hand side. Played the ball down the flank to Carlos Rocca, who chipped the ball towards the back post, and there was big Ben Deegan,
and he weren't missing that one.
He wasn't at all. The goalkeeper was going one way, he hit it across him into the back of the net, and FC United and Manchester find themselves two goals up here against Woodley Sports in the FA.
Another goal was soon on the cards.
United's a short ball to Battersby towards the back post again. Who's on the end of it? It's an FC goal!
And it's Adam Jones.
Adam Jones there at the back post, and he slides on the turf. And unless it's Premiership turf, there's no slide.
This is good turf.
Yeah, but you can't slide because he just belly flopped and then basically stops still.
Well, he's got that evening dew on it, so it's all right.
But
a good ball in from Battersby.
It was. He picked out his man, and Jones at the back post there. Well, a commanding header into the back of the net, and FC United, well, two goals in the space of 6 minutes, and FC United find themselves three goals to the goal.
But FC didn't have it all their own way. 3 minutes later, Woodley got a foothold back in the game, with G firing home a superb 25-yard shot.
Here come FC United, defending
against
the first-time shot comes in.
That's a beauty. What a great goal. Great strike by the number six. That's the lad that scored on Saturday. Absolutely no chance with that, but James Spencer. A cracking strike.
Yeah, Gary Gee. And it's a lot different than the goal he scored against us on Saturday. That was a 35-yard rasper to the top right-hand corner.
United, though, wrapped up their first victory in six matches and a place in the next round with less than 10 minutes to go, with a welcome goal by Mike Norton.
And this time he hits it with, well, some aplomb. That's one bounce. Can the keeper come and collect it? But he's missed it.
Oh, he can't.
This could be the goal.
Yes. The keeper's made a right pig's ear of that and left Norton with a tapping.
Well, it's nice to see Norton just basically gambling there. A wonderful clearance by FC United Spencer. He hit it. It was one bounce. The keeper never came to get it. His defender missed it as well. Norton was round the back and he's put it into the bottom corner. And FC United find themselves 4-1 up here.
Well, the keeper did come to get it and missed it completely.
Didn't he?
Overall, this was a great FC performance, with all players who took part playing well and deserving the win and a crack at Lancaster City in the next round.